Hello, Quizheads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 208. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, and this is another four rounds of pub quiz-style trivia in a podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. Quick dive into the emails, and Ellie Bagshaw says, please can me and my boyfriend Ed have a shout-out. We're currently on our way to Scotland for our puppy's first holiday. Ellie and Ed, hello. Danielle says, shout-out to my husband Chris. We listen every week from Cape Town, South Africa. Hello to Danielle, and hello, Chris. James Clark is listening in Melbourne in Australia, along with Steph, Brooklyn, Emmett and Holly. And Matthew Knight in Adelaide wants to congratulate his mate Tom and wife-to-be Sophie on their forthcoming marriage. And he also thanks Tom for introducing him to Takeaway Trivia. Sophie and Tom, good luck and congratulations. Addison Woodhouse says, it's my friend Hannah Rose's birthday on the 8th of March. Please wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Hannah. Liz Chapman says, my husband Jack and I got married this week and are driving to Cornwall for our honeymoon, listening to the show. Please could we get a shout out for the start of our married life? Liz, Jack, many congratulations. Enjoy your time in Cornwall. And finally, James Close says, hi, if possible, could you please wish Sea Dog a happy birthday for Tuesday the 12th of March from Teapot. Sea Dog, have a good one. Right, coming up in this week's podcast, we've got another edition of The Final Fling. There's a round of 5-4-3-2-1 and a sneaky little wipeout round. But first, let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Round one then is your general knowledge. Once again, 10 questions of potluck trivia. Are you ready? Number one, 80s pop duo Wham consisted of George Michael and whom? Number one, 80s pop duo Wham consisted of George Michael and whom? Number two, what name is given to the book that the ship's captain records all the events of a voyage in? Number two, what name is given to the book that the ship's captain records all the events of a voyage in? Question 3. What colour are the pigs in Angry Birds? Number 3. What colour are the pigs featured in the video game Angry Birds? Number 4. Who has been the manager of the England women's national football or soccer team since September 2021? Number 4. Who has been the manager of the England women's national football team since September 2021? Number 5. What word can go before water, pedal and ground? Number 5. What word can go before water, pedal and ground? Number 6. How many US presidents were there in the 2010s? Number 6. How many US presidents were there in the 2010s? Number 7. Which author wrote the Bridget Jones novels? Number 7. Which author wrote the Bridget Jones novels? Number 8. How many walls surround a squash court? Question 8. How many walls surround a squash court? Number 9. What was the first mammal sent into space? Be careful on that one. Number 9. What was the first mammal sent into space? And number 10, what is the national flower of Wales? Number 10, what is the national flower of Wales? Your 10 questions for starters there on this week's Takeaway Trivia. Not going to have the answers for you just yet. They'll come after round two. Onwards then to round number two, and this is another 10 questions of general knowledge, but with a sting in the tail. Yes, if you get one wrong, you score 0 on this round. It's a wipeout round. You are allowed to pass by leaving your answer blank, so be very careful with your answers this week. All right then, question number one on Wipeout. Selen or Selenophobia is the fear of what? So Selenophobia, S-E-L-E-N and then O-phobia, is the fear of what? Number two, what nationality was the fictional William Tell? Number two, what nationality was the fictional William Tell? Number three, in archery, what colour is the centre of the target? Question number three, in archery, what colour is the centre of the target? Number four, what is the name of the fictional African nation in which Marvel's Black Panther is set? Question number four. What is the name of the fictional African nation in which Marvel's Black Panther is set? Number five. Which English king lost his head in 1649? Number five. Which English king lost his head in 1649? Number six, the characters Lucio, Tracer, Zaya, and Genji appear in which first-person shooter video game? Number six, the characters Lucio, Tracer, Zaya, and Genji appear in which first-person shooter video game? Number seven, what name is given to the chalk stacks at the westernmost point of the Isle of Wight? Number seven, what name is given to the chalk stacks at the westernmost point of the Isle of Wight? Don't forget, this is a wipeout round. If you get one wrong, you score 0 for this whole round. You can pass by leaving your answer blank. Number eight, a Novocastrian, that's N-O-V-O and then Castrian, is an inhabitant of which UK city? So number eight, a Novocastrian is an inhabitant of which UK city? Number nine, which online food delivery company was founded in 2013 by Will Hsu and Greg Orlowski? Was it Deliveroo or Just Eat? Number nine, which online food delivery company was founded in 2013 by Will Hsu and Greg Orlowski? Was it Deliveroo or Just Eat? And number 10, in business terms, what is a KPI? Number 10, in business terms, what is a KPI? That's your 10 wipeout questions. Double check your answers. And if there's one you're not sure about, scribble it out so you don't get wiped out in that round. Let's return to the answers to general knowledge. Number one, 80s pop duo Wham consisted of George Michael and whom? Andrew Ridgeley. Number two, what name is given to the book that ship's captain records all the events of a voyage in? The log or the logbook. Or captain's log, I guess. Number three, what colour are the pigs featured in Angry Birds? They are green. Number four, who has been the manager of the England women's national football team since September 2021? That is Serena Weigemann. Number five, what word can go before water, pedal and ground? Back, backwater, back pedal and background. Number six, how many US presidents were there in the 2010s? You had two. Obama was from 2009 to 2017, so most of the 2010s was Obama. And then Trump stumbled along in 2017 and was president until 2021. Number seven, which author wrote the Bridget Jones novels? That's Helen Fielding. Number eight, how many walls surround a squash court? Four. Number nine, what was the first mammal sent into space? Well, you've got to be careful on this one. A lot of pub quizzes I've had get it wrong. The first mammal sent into space was a rhesus monkey called Albert II in 1949. The first animals ever sent into space were fruit flies aboard a US-launched V-2 rocket on the 20th of February 1947. Albert II, a rhesus monkey, became the first monkey, the first primate, and the first mammal in space on the 14th of June 1949. On the 3rd of November 1957, the second ever orbiting spacecraft carried the first animal into orbit, and that was the dog Laika. So a lot of pub quizzes tend to go for Laika as the answer to that. No, they were the first animal in orbit. The first animal in space, or mammal in space, sorry, was Albert II. That's my TED talk over with for this week. And question number 10, what is the national flower of Wales? That is a daffodil. Total up your scores for that round and get ready to move on to round number 3. Round 3 of this week's takeaway trivia, and it's time to play 5-4-3-2-1. Why do we call it that? Well, because in question 1, you're playing for 5 points. Question 2 is worth 4 points. 3 is for 3 points. Question 4 is worth 2 points. And question 5 gives you just 1 point. Let's play 5-4-3-2-1. And question number 1. Name 5 films directed by Tim Burton that feature Johnny Depp. Now, I reckon there's 8 films possible in this list, but just name 5 of them. Number 1, name 5 films directed by Tim Burton that star Johnny Depp or feature Johnny Depp. Question number 2, if you've got a dartboard, I want to know what are the numbers that are at the compass points on the dartboard. So if you were looking at north at the top of the dartboard, what number would be there? What number would be east, west, and south? Or if it was a clock, I guess what numbers would be at 12, 3, 6, and 9? So number 2, what numbers are at the positions north, south, east, and west if the dartboard were a compass? Number 3, Vietnam shares borders with 3 countries. Can you name them? Number 3, Vietnam shares borders with 3 countries. Can you name them? Number 4, the first non-stop transatlantic flight was between which 2 countries? Question number 4, the first non-stop transatlantic flight was between which 2 countries? And number 5, false or true, Hitler was a vegetarian. Number 5, false or true, Hitler was a vegetarian. That's your 5 on 5-4-3-2-1. Obviously, there's 15 points up for grabs across those 5 questions. So if you haven't got all the answers yet, feel free to pause the podcast. But if you're ready, here's the answers to Wipeout. Number 1, selenophobia is the fear of what? The moon. Number 2, what nationality was William Tell? Swiss. Number 3, in archery, sticking with William Tell there, what colour is at the centre of the target? It's gold, but if you put yellow, go on, I'm feeling generous. Give yourself a point. Number 4, what is the name of the fictional African nation in which Marvel's Black Panther is set? Wakanda. Number 5, which English king lost his head in 1649? Charles I. Number 6, the characters Lucio, Tracer, Zara, and Genji appear in which first-person shooter video game? That's Overwatch. Number 7, what is the name given to chalk stacks at the westernmost point of the Isle of Wight? The Needles. Number 8, a Novocastrian is an inhabitant of which UK city? Newcastle. Number 9, which online food delivery company was founded in 2013 by Will Hsu and Greg Orlowski? That was Deliveroo. And number 10, in business terms, what is a KPI? A key performance indicator. Back to 5-4-3-2-1. Name 5 films directed by Tim Burton that feature Johnny Depp. I make it 8. So you could have had Dark Shadows, Alice in Wonderland, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Sleepy Hollow, Corpse Bride, Sweeney Todd, Ed Wood, or Edward Scissorhands. Number two, what numbers are at the north, south, east and west positions on a dartboard if it were a compass? North would be 20, south would be 3, east is 6, and west is 11. Sounds like London postcodes, doesn't it? Number three, Vietnam shares borders with which three countries? China to the north, Laos to the northwest, and Cambodia to the southwest. Number four, the first non-stop transatlantic flight was between which two countries? Canada and Ireland. Number five, false or true, Hitler was a vegetarian. That is true. He was mostly a vegetarian. There is some evidence that he ate meat before the onset of World War II, but certainly towards the end of his life, he adhered to a strict vegetarian diet. Onwards then, the final fling is on the way. If you're not ready for it, pause the podcast, go and get a cup of tea, and get ready for the final battle. The final fling then, 15 questions of general knowledge. It's potluck mixed trivia. A little bit harder than the rest of the quiz. Are you ready? Number one, in darts, what is the minimum number of thrown darts needed to check out from 501? So number one, in darts, what is the least number of darts you could use to check out from 501? Number two, in which country is the city of Penang? So number two, in which country is the city of Penang? Number three, which electronics giant's name means three stars? So number three, which Asian electronic giant's name means three stars? Number four, what do the initials BBBC stand for? So number four, what do the initials BBBC stand for? We're talking sport there, to clarify. Number five, by what name do we better know the comedy actor Michael Pennington? Number five, by what name do we better know the comedy actor Michael Pennington? Number six, in what year was NATO established? Number six, in what year was NATO established? Number seven, Sarah Palin was the first female governor of which American state? Number seven, Sarah Palin was the first female governor of which American state? Question number eight, which company claims to own the largest collection of South African art in the UK? Number eight, which company claims to own the largest collection of South African art in the UK? Shall I give you a clue there? It's a food company. Number nine, what is a baby whale called? Number nine, what is a baby whale called? Number 10, during what month does the torrid meteor shower take place? Number 10, during which month does the Taurids meteor shower take place? That's T-A-U-R-I-D-S. Taurids. Number 11, which city would you see from Mount Victoria? Question number 11, which city would you see from Mount Victoria? Number 12, what name is given to the hobby of rolling downhill in a giant, transparent, inflatable ball? Number 12, what name is given to the hobby of rolling downhill in a giant, transparent, inflatable ball? Question number 13, Midori Naka was the first person to ever officially die from what? So question number 13, Midori Naka, or Naka, was the first person ever to officially die from what? number 14, which is the only country to depict the Bible on its flag. It's number 14, which is the only country to depict the Bible on its flag. And number 15, before starting to produce cars in the late 1940s, what did Saab originally manufacture? Number 15, before starting to produce cars in the late 1940s, what did Saab originally manufacture? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. If you're not ready for the answers, pause the podcast now. Otherwise, here they come. All right then, here are your answers to this week's final fling. Number one, in darts, what is the minimum number of thrown darts needed to check out from 501? Well, it's difficult, but if you can get two rounds of 180, followed by a triple 20, triple 19, and double 12, you can do it in 9 darts. Number two, in which country is the city of Penang? That's Malaysia. Number three, which Asian electronic giant's names means three stars, Samsung. Number four, what do the initials BBBC stand for in sport, the British Board of Boxing Control? Number five, by what name do we know the comedy actor Michael Pennington, Johnny Vegas? Number six, in what year was NATO established? 1949. 7. Sarah Palin was the first female governor of which American state? Alaska. Number 8. Which company claims to own the largest collection of South African art in the UK? Nando's. Number 9. What is a baby whale called? It's a calf. Number 10. During what month does the Taurids meteor shower take place? November. Number 11. Which city would you see from Mount Victoria? It's Wellington in New Zealand. 12. What is the name given to the hobby of rolling downhill in giant transparent inflatable balls, zorbing? Number 13, Midori Naka was the first person ever to officially die from what? That is radiation poisoning. They survived the blast at Hiroshima, but died, sadly, 18 days later. Number 14, what is the only country to depict the Bible on its flag? The Dominican Republic. And 15, before starting to produce cars in the late 1940s, what did Saab originally manufacture? That is aircraft. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster once again. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get this podcast from, so it's delivered straight to your device every week for free. And before we go, I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that dogs are capable of understanding up to 250 words and gestures, meaning that the average dog is as intelligent as a 2-year-old child, but without the temper tantrums. Have a great week, have a safe week, and we'll quiz again soon. Ta-ra! I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.